so I don't love it to be all about me. I like it to be about others. So from the very beginning, my focus was, how can I be of value to the community? You know, not only to help someone buy or sell a house, but to bring them information and sort of be that resource for them.
Welcome to Small Business Stories presented by Vistaprint, the podcast where we talk to small business owners about their start, their struggles, and their successes. I'm your host, Jeff Israel. Joining me today is Amy Balowitz of Amy Balowitz Realty. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. We're so glad to talk to you today. I was wondering if you could let us know a little bit more about your business and how long you've been in the real estate industry.
I'm going into my fifth year, January 1st.
Awesome. And how'd you get started?
Well, so I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years. I have four children. And when they went to school full-time, I decided I wanted to, you know, do something for myself, get back into the workforce. So my sister is in real estate and she flips homes. So she buys them, fixes them up, and sells them. So I always thought that was super fascinating. About 7 years ago, built our own home. So we started from scratch, had architects design it, and I was very involved in that process. And so through all that, I learned a ton, and I also learned that I just love every aspect of building a home and being involved in the process there. So that really kind of sparked my love of it. And then once I got my license, you know, I just love working with people, and it's a very people business, so I kind of get to combine both worlds, which makes it, you know, really enjoyable.
Yeah, I was going to ask, 7 years ago when you're building your house and getting involved in the, you know, the processes of that, you saw the joy that it probably brought you in bringing your dreams to life. It must be pretty cool to start seeing that and helping people facilitate their dreams as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely the best part of it. You know, obviously the money is nice, but the helping others is really why I and a lot of realtors get into the job and enjoy the job. You know, there's a lot of long hours and not everything goes as planned. But at the end of the day, when you can help a seller get to where they need to be or a buyer get into, you know, their dream home, it's very rewarding.
Totally, I bet. And you talked a little bit too about how it's a people-focused industry. And did you always find yourself to be a people person, or is this something that you needed to step outside of your comfort zone? I'm always so interested in hearing about how people make that step.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. And part of onboarding with Keller Williams is taking a personality test. So you kind of get to learn a little bit about yourself. So, you know, I definitely am a social person. I do like people. I tend to be more of a social introvert, I guess, if that could be, you know, such a thing. But I do like the helping side of things. So, you know, I like to be that trusted advisor, just a local resource, somebody that they can trust and count on to help them. Really is my focus and something that I really enjoy.
So I definitely understand the social introvert. It seems like a contradiction, but it's not. There are many of us.
Many of us, yes. Don't put me in a room full of people I don't know, because I won't know what to do. But one-on-one and in small group settings are definitely my thing.
Absolutely. And as part of being a realtor, you referenced it a little bit, but it goes beyond just helping someone sell or helping someone buy. There's almost a community of people that you have to work with as well and connect buyers and sellers with, whether it be people doing work on a home or lenders, things like that. How did you build up your community?
Well, you know, I happen to live in a neighborhood. There's a lot of different professionals in my neighborhood. So my next door neighbor actually happens to be a lender. So I do refer some business to him. But when I first started, you know, there's about 150 agents in my office alone, and we're really supportive of each other. So just kind of asking around, you know, who do you recommend? And then in the course of working with someone, you get to learn their style and their communication methods and see if that's a good fit for you. And so it's a lot of, you know, asking my clients how their experience was working with that person, and then kind of putting them on your list of service professionals that you would recommend. But my team is my lender, my attorney, you know, my list of appraisers, home inspectors. And so if you have those people that you work with often and you trust, that's super important, because it's sort of that whole customer experience that you're bringing to each and every client.
I love it. And I'd imagine a lot of them are small business owners themselves, and the community of small business owners, that ecosystem that exists among small business owners, is something that's so interesting to see and watch it sort of exist and function in practice.
Yeah. It's important that you have that support system behind you. And, you know, I'm always talking with them and talking about how we can kind of help each other out.
So I wanted to talk to you too. It's almost it's been the elephant in the room almost for like a year now, but COVID has obviously affected every single business and everything that people do. And it's affected the real estate industry really in an interesting way. In the Wall Street Journal today, there was something that said like the combination of low interest rates and people working from home more often has sort of set off this mini boom of home buying. And I was curious if that's something you've seen and sort of how it's affected you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when COVID started back in beginning of March, really, you know, things kind of just shut down, you know, pretty much for everyone, March and April. And then it was just kind of like, I'm not sure what happened, but May 1st, my phone started ringing. And, you know, I think it was a combination of, you know, people looking at their four walls too much and needing, you know, realizing they wanted to change things up a bit. Again, like you said, the low interest rates, the ability to be able to work from home, all of that has just, you know, never at any time in history has people had this opportunity to sort of reevaluate where they can live and what they want to do. And I've seen a big migration from the city. And, you know, that is mainly because people don't need to work in the city. They can move else outside of the city and be able to mm-hmm. afford something that they may not have been able to afford before.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to see. I was curious if and how COVID has affected the way you do your business. Are you doing anything virtually that you would have done in person or anything like that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we definitely had to pivot and try to figure out, okay, what do we do now that we can't have in-person meetings with sellers and buyers and open houses and, you know, all those things that we were doing. So of course we had to embrace Zoom. My office, I work for Keller Williams Boston Northwest. And so every morning, 9 a.m., we have a morning huddle, and it's just sort of a kind of a motivational thing. You know, we talk about the market, what we're seeing out there. So it's just been a great way to sort of connect every morning at 9 a.m. And then when meeting with buyers and sellers, we've been doing Zoom. It's very important that I be able to see somebody, you know, in person, be able to, you know, read their body language and them to see me and not just a voice. So that's been very helpful. Another thing we had to do, again, with open houses, we're still having them, but we've definitely been, you know, staggering them, making it, you know, every 15-minute intervals, making sure that there's only X amount of people in the home at one time. But we've embraced video tours a lot more than we had in the past. And again, that's something that will probably continue going forward. You know, many sellers want people that, you know, are serious buyers to come look at their home. And that's sort of a way for buyers to see the property before actually making a showing appointment.
Yeah. So I imagine this ends the practice of delicious food spreads at open houses.
Yeah. No more cookies. Although, you know, that just caused a lot of crumbs. I think that might be something that was a good thing to go by the wayside.
So were there any growing pains at the beginning of this digital shift?
Oh boy. Yeah. I mean, I would never say that I'm technologically savvy. So at first I was kind of, oh boy, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, it's fairly easy to figure out the Zoom thing. And I've embraced social media, and yep, it was something that I hadn't been doing on a regular basis that I am now doing much more often.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to talk a little bit about the way you market your business. You mentioned social media is something that you've turn to now. I'm curious how you market your business on social and sort of your experience doing that.
A lot of my business is done, you know, locally within, you know, the few communities around that I serve. And so I'm very involved in the community. I have four kids, like I mentioned. So, you know, I would do a lot of networking at, you know, soccer games or hockey mm-hmm. games or, you know, school events. And with all that taken away, it was important for me to still get myself out there and have people, you know me as a business standpoint as well as personally. And so I took to video. I support small businesses in my community in a very mm-hmm. big way. I have been interviewing businesses in the area throughout COVID, you know, how it was affecting them, how the community can help them. I have themed weeks that I've started this January. So it started with New Year's resolutions. So I'm talking with people that make healthy meals and somebody that's a personal trainer. And so just anything I can to support businesses and to just kind of keep my face out there in front of people and let them know that I am a local resource for them, real estate related or otherwise.
Awesome. And what's the response been?
It's been great. I mean, again, you know, I wasn't on social media a ton before, so I think it's been sort of a big leap for me to get in there. But, you know, I definitely have had a lot of people reach out, love your videos. It's great information. You know, I try to put stuff out there that is informative. Certainly, I don't want it to be all about me. I want it to be about everybody in the community and how I can help them. So it's been positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's another industry that touches so many different aspects of a local community and several local communities. And it, again, not just someone buying and selling a house, and your touch points and inflection points are so ingrained into communities.
Well, it's just amazing the amount of people that you can support, you know, local painters, electricians, plumbers, interior decorators. I mean, the list goes on and on. So as a real estate agent, having those resources and to be able to connect people with them, again, that's just one of my favorite parts of the job.
That's awesome. Video is always something that I think a lot of business owners want to try, and either there's like a implied barrier of entry, but you know, with smartphones and things like this, it the ease of getting video and good video onto social platforms is lowering dramatically. I was curious if you had any of those concerns. Are you having big productions, or is it just you and your phone and you're just putting it up there and making it happen?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the latter. And my daughter usually comes with me and she records. I try to get my kids involved as much as possible. So she's been my videographer. So that's been great for us. And, you know, what I would say is done is better than perfect. So if you're waiting for the video to be, you know, perfect, you may never get it done. You know, and I think people like to see you as you are. I mean, I did a video in front of a coffee shop right after my run. So, you know, my hair wasn't done for sure and no makeup, but that doesn't matter. You know, I was just there. I was promoting the business. And I think people like that. You know, they don't want to see you perfect. They want to see you as who you are.
I think that's fantastic advice. And it's just a great testament for people to get out there and do it. And I love that line you said. Side note, if you're daughter knows how to use TikTok, if she could explain it to me, that's the one thing I can't wrap my head around yet.
yeah, she does know how to do TikTok on a very high level.
Yeah, I bet that's where all the advertising is going now. No, this is all like relatively new space for you in terms of marketing. Are there any channels that you're thinking that maybe you want to evolve to handle, or is there sort of taking it this foray into video and social now?
Yeah. So for this year, you know, I have a content calendar that I've sort of developed, and it's really focusing, you know, Facebook, Instagram is definitely one that's up and coming that I am not on that often. I do post some things to LinkedIn, more of on a professional level. And like I said, I'm starting to dive into YouTube, but you know, I also have to focus on my day-to-day business activities. So, but I do enjoy it, and I am trying to be more consistent with it. I think it's my focus this year is just not being sporadic about it, but just be intentional in what I'm posting.
I love it. Great advice. How about more traditional channels that you might associate with someone in your line of work? How are you marketing in those ways?
Twice a month, I send out an email. Before COVID, I was sending out once a month local events. So it would, you know, inform something of, you know, different craft shows that were going on or festivals at our local winery and things like that. And people really loved that because it sort of gave them a calendar of events for the month. And then also I send out a market update. So it gives them, you know, new listings that have gone on in the area, recent sales, just so they can kind of get an idea of what kind of activity is happening in the community around them.
Very cool. I think it's a great idea. And I love how you keep it more relevant information to your audience. And that makes it, you know, them more receptive to engaging with it every time you send it out.
Yeah. Since I started with real estate, again, I'm that social introvert. So I don't love it to be all about me. I like it to be about others. So from the very beginning, my focus was how can I be of value to the community? You know, not only to help someone buy or sell a house, but to bring them information and and sort of be that resource for them. I do send out postcards of just listed in your neighborhood or just sold. And typically the just solds are, look, this house sold in, 3 days. I had multiple offers. There's other buyers looking. And again, that's promoting what I did to help that seller, but also to let people know that, if you're thinking of selling your house, maybe in high demand as well. And also to let people know that I'm a successful real estate agent.
Yeah, makes sense. Has COVID and sort of the times we're living in now where there's remote school, remote work, has it impacted what people are looking for in a home more so than, like, we know that people are looking at homes now more than ever, or buying homes now more than ever. Has it impacted what people are looking for?
Yeah. So I live in a small community about 20 miles west of Boston. So our lot sizes are quite, at least over an acre. And it's really been a boon for our community. For me, it's been people coming out this way, looking for more land, looking for more house for their money, people looking for a space where they can work from home. And then, just outdoor space, not just a yard, but the ability to have some hiking trails nearby, conservation land, that kind of thing. So I think that's been the biggest thing that I've seen.
Cool. You mentioned this past year on May 1st, sort of all of a sudden the floodgates opened and your phone started buzzing again. Is that traditionally your busy season? And how do you prepare? I know there is sort of like a real estate busy season. How do you prepare for upcoming busyness?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this year's just been completely different than any other year. So it's really kind of hard to gauge anything. But like I said, really, it started picking up in May and it hasn't slowed down since, to be honest. I mean, usually between, I would say, November, December, January, you definitely see things slow down. But this year wasn't like that. You've got a lot of buyers out there. And, for example, a house, I recently put an offer on a house and there were 32 offers. So that one lucky buyer got it, but there's still 31 others looking. So those buyers are still active on the market. So whenever anything comes on the market, you're still showing homes. So it hasn't slowed down. And so typically our busy season is March, April, May, June. That's sort of your spring market. But we're spring market right now.
Wow. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So I guess a natural question to that is, how are you not burning out? And I know that's a good question for all of us, because we're all sort of, if we're working from home, we're maybe not working 9 to 5 anymore. Maybe we're working 7:30 to 7:30. How are you trying to not burn out?
I think it's again, that helping people, you have these buyers, they've been looking for a while, or they just started their search. And when they see a home, if we don't go see it right away, they may lose out on it. I do have parameters. I mean, I do have family time and I try to block that out and make sure that I don't let work get in the way of that. But I do like to be as accessible as possible. And I think it's just the love for the job, the love of helping people that just keeps you going every day. And it is a lot of fun. I try to work with clients that I enjoy. So we always, have a consultation together and I tell them about me and we decide at that point whether we want to work together or not. And so that's been super helpful in just making sure that, I'm working with people that I enjoy and they enjoy working with me.
I love that. And I think that's a pretty great spot to wrap up for now. I think it's a great message for everybody, no matter what industry you're working in, is to sort of remember that passion of why you started and try to keep that in mind. But also separate some time for you and your family if you can, and work with people. Working with people you love is always a plus and like to work with. As we wrap up, I just wanted to see if you wanted to point anybody to a website or your Facebook page that you mentioned so people could find out a little bit more about you and your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with both buyers and sellers. My website is www.amybalowitzrealestate.com. And you can find my Facebook page just under Amy Balowitz Real Estate. And you can find my phone number there, my contact information. And if you are looking in the Metro West communities, I would love to help you.
Awesome. Amy, thanks so much. And I really love what you're doing to not only help buyers and sellers, but also help other small businesses in your community. I think it's such a great way to be able to give back and really emphasize the community nature of what you do. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for talking to us. This was great.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
That does it for this episode of Small Business Stories. Make sure to subscribe to Small Business Stories so you can get notified as soon as that new episode drops. While you're at it, please rate and review this show 5 stars. It helps out tremendously and helps the stories of small business owners like you get discovered more easily. Thanks for listening.